Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us John Woolsey, who's the Vice President of Marketing at Anderson Hardwood. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, and good morning to you.
Thanks for being with us. I wanted to get you on the line today to talk to our listeners because last week you rolled out an announcement about a new policy, about a minimum pricing policy, and I was going to ask you if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, we want to make it clear. Some people have come back to us and told us or called this a price-fixing policy, and it's not the intention of it. This is a minimum advertised selling price policy. And what we're saying is this. First of all, I want to make it totally clear to any retailer out there or any customer that is doing business with us on any of our Anderson brands that the intent of this is not to tell them how much they can sell our product for, but only the price at which we ask them to advertise it, or if they choose not to advertise it at our minimum advertised selling price or above, then we just ask them to ask their customer to call for a price. And the reason we do that is we found, particularly on our luxury brands, they have become so popular to consumers that some retailers have used that as a loss leader or used it in bait and switch tactics, and it becomes a predatory positioning on pricing where there's really no intention of selling the product, but rather to drive the customer into their place of business by using a price of a product they really don't want to sell. We just believe that our retailers have invested a substantial amount of money in our displays. They've invested a substantial amount of their time learning about our product so that they can communicate it and tell their customers about it, and that they have a right to a reasonable profit when they're selling our product.
Okay, I understand it. And you offer co-op dollars for some advertising, right?
We do that through our distribution. So we're a two or a three step distributing channel, depending on how you count in our business. But we sell to distributors, and our co-op policy is with the distributors, and then they in turn have a co-op policy with their customer.
So as part of this policy, basically what you're saying is that if you want any of the co-op dollars, then you don't go below a certain price.
One has nothing to do with the other. What we've said very specifically is this, Kemp, and that is that we've provided our customers, both at retail and at distributor levels, with minimum prices that our products can be advertised. Mm-hmm. If the retailer chooses to advertise at prices below that, we will request our distributors to stop selling that retailer.
I got you. Okay, that's the teeth.
I mean, it's okay. It's just cut and dry.
I hear you.
And by the way, the minute that retailer raises their price back up to the minimum selling price, we'll resume the relationship.
Mm-hmm. So was this aimed primarily at the internet, people who sell who on the internet, or is it just across the board?
I'm going to tell you it's an across-the-board policy.
Okay.
But let me add one thing, and I want to add this because I think it's important to your retail audience, and that is, again, when a brick-and-mortar retailer invests in displays, and it's a substantial part of their overall business cost, and provides an environment where the consumer is going to be comfortable buying a luxury product, we believe they're entitled to a fair return on their investment. And if you take a look at our minimum advertised selling prices, they're not fat. They just allow a retailer a reasonable return on their investment. And it really does frustrate some of those retailers when consumers come into their store, use their displays, take their salespeople's time to get knowledge and information about the product, and then go to another source that makes none of those investments and offers and just to get the sale, now that the sale has been made, but they basically are taking the sale away just on price.
Right, right. Well, I got to applaud it, actually. I got to tell you. I mean, it takes money to build a brand and a presence. And so, I mean, you want to have a presence out there, and you want to support the people that support you. So I completely understand what you're doing. I got to admit, one of the things I do want to point out is we did recently poll the retail market and asked them you know, who's doing well out there. And in your category, the hardwood category, you guys did very well. I think you were in top position in service. You're doing some things right.
Well, and I would tell you, we are very thankful to the retailers that commented about our brand. But not only did we come in number one in your survey in service, we were real proud that we came in number one in styling and design, and came in number two against one of the most beautiful products on the market from a competitor, so in quality. So those are benchmarks that we built around the brand, and that is quality, service, and design. And we think those are the most important things to our retail customers and to their consumer.
So it's been a year since Shaw's bought you, and so things, I mean, you know, the business is a little soft right now, but that's across the board. What are you seeing out there from, you know, I know everybody's got a crystal ball, but I mean, what are you seeing out there from a business perspective? Do you think things might start turning around? Do you think we're at the bottom? Where do you think we are?
I'm not a prognosticator, so I'm not going to try to guess, but I'd like to point out a couple things, and I think the first thing that's important to point out is that, yes, business is tough.
Mm-hmm.
But at the height of the Depression in 1929 through 1931, while people were jumping out of buildings, there were millionaires made.
Right.
So within the marketplace, there is an opportunity. There are opportunities. And the challenge to both us as a manufacturer and to your retail audience is to identify those opportunities in the marketplace and take advantage of them. And that works in a lot of ways. If your traffic in your store is down, then it becomes doubly important to increase your closing rates. And you do that by educating yourself about the product, to being able to service the product to your customer. And also, I think what you're finding is that when we have times like this, we do a lot of sifting out of products that aren't making money for us and that aren't selling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really easy for a retailer over a period of time to collect quite a collection of brands and product within their store, almost to the point of clutter. You have a distributor or a direct manufacturer that comes in, it's a good friend, and they say, I've got something I'd like you to take on, and so you put it on the floor, and it sits there and really doesn't do anything. This is kind of a shaking out period, and so I would tell the retailer to do the same thing that we've done at Anderson, and that is focus on where our successes are. Focus on where your strengths are, and in our case, while business is very tough, and we've had to scramble for every sale that we've made, we're really sitting in a position where we're flat with our numbers from 2006 and 2007. So we consider the fact that we're holding our own in this particular marketplace to be a win-win situation.
Well, actually, I got to admit, you're in a great position right now, because you're in a category where if you poll the consumer, she'll tell you that, you know, she'd rather have hardwood than any other surface. It's the surface she'd like to have in her dream home. And you're also with a company that for many years been recognized as an innovator and leader in styling. So let me just ask you one last question before we run out of time. Along the lines of what you've just said, tell us what the consumer's looking for out there. I mean, is it still character, distress? You know, what's hot out there in the market from a hardwood standpoint?
I can only speak for our customer.
Yeah.
Our customer is basically what we'd call a luxury customer. In fact, I think the customer for hardwood is by nature a luxury customer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major purchase. You're easily talking $10,000 to $12,000 on a typical wood sale, whether it's in remodel or whether it's in new construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a major durable purchase, and I think what that customer is looking for is something unique. We have a saying that says that the only style that really matters is yours, and I think that's what today's consumer is looking for. They are looking for design. They're looking for style. They're becoming much more aware of good design. And they're not looking for fads. They're looking for something, particularly in a hardwood floor, that is going to look as beautiful 20 years from now as it looks today. That's what we try to focus on. Remember again what I said to you. You have less customers coming in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to have things that excite them, and you've got to have things that are going to close. You've got to do a better job of closing the sale, and one of them is products that are exciting and compelling.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, I appreciate you being with us. We are running out of time. So we've been listening to John Woolsey, the Vice President of Marketing at Anderson Floors, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.